Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It's day 47 after the election. The litigation count stands at 1 out of 60 cases, 1 out of 60 that Trump has won, and that one case didn't generate him a single vote. But he's back. Yes, he is. Your favorite. Rudy Giuliani has filed a case in the Supreme Court. Not the Moscow Supreme Court, but I kid you not, the Supreme Court of the United States. And it comes from Pennsylvania. And of course, Rudy introduced it at a press conference. He claimed Pennsylvania is acting unconstitutionally. And he requests emergency briefing, claiming a national emergency. Look, if you had 59 shots or 59 opportunities to seize everything you ever wanted in 59 moments, would you capture it or just let it slip? All right, you got to give me a break with the transitions. I'm shooting this like the film 1917 or Hitchcock's Rope. It's all in one take. Anyway, back to this bogus Supreme Court action. Where to begin? First of all, Trump and Giuliani are appealing three separate losses from Pennsylvania. All three of these losses are weeks old. Where the heck has Trump been for these last weeks? Now he wants an emergency appeal? I mean, you don't just get to sit on your hands for weeks and then file whenever you want and then claim national emergency, Supreme Court. Hear my case right away. Second, the Supreme Court has already turned away a separate appeal from Republicans in Pennsylvania on December 8th. Indeed, the Supreme Court has turned away multiple cases making the same bogus legal argument that Giuliani and Trump are making here. I mean, this thing has been rejected more times than Stephen Miller asking people out on dates in high school. Third, who cares? Even if Trump got this case heard, and even if somehow by some miracle the Supreme Court ruled for Trump, it would make zero difference. Joe Biden has 306 electoral votes. He only needs 270. Pennsylvania turns out to only have 20 electoral votes. And I know math is not the president's strong suit, but 306 minus 20 doesn't get him to something under 270. And darn it, if you had any doubt about this, all you have to do is look to what the Republican Party in Pennsylvania filed at the United States Supreme Court just 5 days ago. They actually said to the Supreme Court, here are a separate challenge. Please listen to us because, quote, it will not affect the outcome of the election because Biden had won by so much. So Donald Trump is here trying to claim some national emergency that requires the Supreme Court to decide this by January 6th, when he had sat on his hands for weeks and didn't do anything at the Supreme Court, and when it won't matter to January 6th anyway because he's lost by too much. So what is going on? Well, with Trump, it's always one of two things. It's either money or ego. This one's money. If you missed my Courtside 2 days ago, I went through the fine print on Trump's email blast because someone signed me up for Trump's email blast. And so I get them. And so you get this email and it says, you know, I really need your help to fight the election and so on. Big, bold letters and so on. I'll promise to match you by 10 times and so on. But then when you click on it, it changes and it says in really tiny fine print that if you donate, that you have to donate $5,001 in order to have a dollar go to Trump's election litigation. The first $5,000 goes to Trump's PAC, his Political Action Committee. And then after that, only a tiny fraction of what you donate above and beyond that goes to the election fight. The rest goes to the Republican Party. Now, I promised you last night to talk about the other big litigation action going on in Georgia, brought by lawyer Lynn Wood. This attorney is one half of the dynamic duo that comprises Team Kraken. And Lynn Wood decided to file yet another lawsuit challenging election fraud. And the court is requiring him to file a certification that his statements are true. That's not unusual. It's a short piece of paper, and it says something like, under 28 United States Code 1746, I certify under penalty of perjury that the facts contained are true. Just a way to try and verify that you're not, filing something frivolous. But here, Trumpista Linwood added his own Trumpian spin. He didn't use the usual language. And I have it. I have his actual filing, and I kid you not, here is what it says. Pursuant to 28 U.S.C. 1746, I declare and verify, under plenty of perjury, that the facts contained in the verified complaint are true and correct. Now, oh man, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Linwood is crazy like a fox, actually. It remains to be seen. Maybe he's trying to get out of all of this perjury. Maybe he's trying to get all this perjury out of the way in time for Trump to include him in the friends and family package that he's preparing. Like, do it all now before January 20th. As for the other half of Team Kraken, Sidney Powell, things aren't looking so good for her. We have more reporting on the Oval Office meeting that happened on Friday. And I covered this extensively in Courtside last night because there was a meeting on Friday which had, you know, basically Trump saying, I want to appoint Sidney Powell special counsel to investigate election fraud. I want to consider entertaining Michael Flynn's suggestion of martial law because I lost the election and the like. Well, Politico Tonight is reporting the following. This is a quote. It's basically Sidney Powell versus everybody. That's why voices in the Oval Office were raised. There is literally not one mother in the president's entire orbit, his staunchest group of supporters and allies, who doesn't think that Sidney Powell should be on that first rocket to Mars. Now, in a way, I know this is really exciting. This is the first spark of sentient thought emanating from the Oval Office in 4 years. So let's celebrate that. Let's take a victory where we can. But it also occurs to me that Sidney Powell would do well to get on that rocket to Mars. In a few months, it might be the only place left that she is allowed to practice law. Time will tell. I will see you tomorrow.